305, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Gang, it is Wednesday, and this week, Wednesday means way more than it did last week. Because tomorrow, Friday Eve, is actually for many of us sort of the Friday, it's Independence Day, and it is going to be great. I have a question for you. Did you watch the live streams of the Unity rally last night? This was the big Unity event for my team. These are my people. I'll be voting for each of them. This was the, hey, let's all get together. We're all on the same page. Everything is fine. Keep going straight ahead. And I got to tell you, I think Governor Glenn Youngkin reminded everybody just what a great inspirational leader he is, a great campaigner. And I was thrilled, absolutely thrilled, with everything that the governor did last night. I was excited. Now, listening to Charles Pyle there, in his report, he said that Lieutenant Governor Winsom Sears complimented Attorney General Jason Meares, but didn't mention John Reed in her speech. Maybe I was just caught up in all the excitement and all the hullabaloo and thinking, well, all right, we're all moving forward now, which is kind of where I want to be. Is that correct? Did I miss something, or did I insert something that wasn't actually there? If you were paying attention last night, you tell me what your perception was of the big GOP unity rally. You can hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let me know. I personally happen to believe that we have a commonwealth to safeguard. My commonwealth, your commonwealth, our beloved commonwealth. I just want to see us do the right thing and keep Virginia from becoming California East or New York South. That doesn't mean that everybody's got to love each other. In fact, there's a part of me thinking, well, we elect each office individually. Maybe that's just really, you know, what it is we're all about. I don't know. I'm hoping that's the case. I'm just hoping that everybody last night got exactly what they needed out of it. I did. I'm good. I will proudly have each of the three signs up at Casa Cats. We'll have them on the road. We'll have them facing the course. Now, I've already got the John Reed signs up. Those were, I want to say, relatively easy to get. But I do know I have to replace some John Reed signs that I had placed around Hanover County. Because as I was driving around this morning, I noticed that at least one had been replaced by a sign. No, not for a candidate, so I can't get overly angry. Well, I'm a little angry. But one of them had been replaced with a sign for the Ashland Little League flag football thing. Now, I'm all in favor of Ashland Little League, and I'm all in favor of flag football, but leave the damn signs alone. I mean, you got plenty of space here. It's a big county. Put your signs up for sure. But I got to get some more of those. And I want to get a Winsome Earl Sears sign for out front and out back. And I want to get a Jason Meares sign for out front and out back as well. Happy to do everybody. And I hope, I said this to Rich Herrera this morning on Richmond's Morning News. I said, my hope is that Governor Youngkin is out there hitting the campaign trail as well. Think about it. Four powerful conservatives in different parts of the state crisscrossing the state for the next number of months. I think that would be great. But again, I'm curious to know what you took from it last night. James River Air text line, always the best way for you to get in touch with me, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. One of my favorites, Brad Thor, is going to be with us at 3:35. There is a brand new Scott Horvath novel. Yep. I'm telling you, by the time I get them to the time I finish them, most days, I have to push myself not to read it all at once. Doesn't that sound weird? But truthfully, I love Thor's writing so much, and I love the character of Horvath so much, I don't want it to go away really, really fast. I like lingering. I like holding on to it. So I think I've done it with this one. I would say to Brad, I will say to Brad at 3:35 when he joins us, I really want to keep this for Independence Day reading, Independence Day weekend. Friday, we've got some plans with friends. I'm not going to be sitting around their house reading, obviously. But Saturday and Sunday, I'm thinking I may steal an hour or two for myself and sit and enjoy this book. I read part of it the other night. I thought, oh, if I start it, I'm going to have to finish it. So I only read a couple of pages. All right, and then I went back and I read a couple more, but I didn't finish it. I didn't read it all the way through. I can't even tell you what happened. So I think I'm good at holding it off or trying to hold it off for Independence Day. But Scott Horvath will be with us, right? Well, not actually. I mean, that would be pretty cool. That would actually be pretty cool if he could be here. But no, it'll be Brad Thor, who's a New York Times best-selling author. Yeah. John Reed, Lieutenant Governor candidate, is going to be with us at 4:35. Mike Dickinson will be here at 5:35. All sorts of great stuff. So I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, do you want some cheese to go with your wine? What am I whining about? I don't think I'm whining about anything. I'm just asking if you heard something or didn't hear something last night in the Unity rally that either I missed or I somehow mentally inserted. 804 says, Jeff, I'm voting all red, but it does seem to me that Lieutenant Governor Sears is shooting herself in the foot with this constant snubbing of John Reed. Huh. All right. Joe in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, says, hey, Jeff, I thought it was low-key and boring. I was frankly hoping for more energy. Fair enough. Someone else says, Jeff, John was taking the high road, always has taken the high road, and was calling for unity, as he has. Yeah. Lisa in Hanover says, Jeff, why wouldn't Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle Sears mention John Reed in her speech? Was it intentional? It just makes the party look bad. Wow. All right. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Which is, frankly, what I keep coming back to anytime you ask me about politics. Because, as you know, I hate politics. God, I hate politics. I really do. I hate everything about it. I mean, it is what it is. We got to do it, right? We need leaders, and this is how we do it. We elect people and blah, blah, blah. And it's a terrible system, as they've said, except for all the other, except for all the other systems, which are even worse. So we've got it. I just wish we could focus like with a laser beam and get stuff done. Because we really do have a commonwealth to protect. You got to remember something. Governor Youngkin came in after 8 years of epic mismanagement, terrible damage that had been done to Virginia. And he was able to right the ship, get us back on track, which is great. Now our challenge is going to be staying there. It's always easier to get stuff done, if you will. It's harder to stay on track, so I'm hoping we're able to do it. Anyway, we'll talk about that. We got a lot of stuff we'll be chatting about this afternoon. Again, James River Air text line available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. It is 315 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRV.